You're listening to the Beloved Sons Podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Beloved Sons Podcast. I'm your host, Josh. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. I want to make a quick announcement saying that within the next few weeks, I will be issuing out episodes featuring guests, and I want to have family and friends featured as guests on the show, and I'm super excited about that because I'm wanting to move my podcast to the next level and start to build it up even more. I'm super happy with the feedback from those who have listened and have said that they love hearing the show that I'm bringing and the content that I'm pushing out, which all I'm pushing out is the Word of God. That's all I'm pushing out, and experiences and thoughts that are brought to me by God, and that's it. One of the episodes will feature my wife. We will be talking about how to establish a godly marriage and a godly relationship. We'll let you know what we did, and beforehand, I will tell you that we are not perfect, and I can definitely speak on my behalf. I'm not perfect, 100% not perfect, but my God is perfect. He is perfect, and He is just, and He gives us a roadmap on how to live that life and how to, well, before I get into any further, I don't want to spoil anything else, but just be on the lookout for that. Also, on my personal Facebook, I will be putting out a link so you can send in voice messages. If you want to ask a question, I will be doing the next installment of Questions for the Father. And I want to be able to take questions from viewers and from listeners. So on my personal Facebook, I'll be putting out a link so you can send me voice messages. And I don't know how many I'll get, but I mean, if it's not a lot, everybody will be featured. If it is a lot of voice messages, then, and it's questions being asked, then I'll be able to feature it in the show as the weeks come. And I want to be able to make Questions for the Father at least, whether it be weekly or biweekly, depending on things. But that's what's coming up next. Now let's be able to get to today's episode and today's topic. Today's topic is on fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Fear, according to the dictionary, is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat. Ultimately, if it's a verb, be afraid of, as likely to be dangerous, painful, or threatening. Well over 100 times in the Bible, it says to fear not and do not be afraid. The Bible actually calls fear a spirit, because multiple times it refers to fear as the spirit of fear. Satan realizes that when he puts that spirit of fear in us, then it will immobilize the Holy Spirit within us, because that fear, when all we're focused on is that fear of what's going to happen, that something is dangerous, and we let that control our life, we're not letting the Holy Spirit work, and we're inhibiting the Holy Spirit from doing what He is supposed to be doing, and that is guiding us on the path that we are supposed to be going on. And I know it's scary, but with God on our side, anything and everything is possible. So I'm going to give you reasons why and show you how you need to step out of your comfort zone and say no to fear. In order to say no to fear, we must first pray for strength and the wisdom to overcome it. God is our strength in times of weakness. When we are facing fearful moments, it is incredibly easy to be able to try to take the situation on by ourselves. And that is the most dangerous thing that you can do, because it is in those situations and in those moments that God wants us to lean on Him. And in order to be able to get through those moments and take hold and take charge of those moments, we must first humble ourselves and lay at His feet. And then we must also recognize that it is not by our strength, but by His alone. And then His Spirit ultimately will get us through those moments and situations of fear. Being in your comfort zone is not a bad place to be, but you're not going to learn anything and grow in your walk with God if you stay there. Your comfort zone is the mountaintop, but it is in those fearful moments and in the trying times, that's the valley. And you ultimately learn more about yourself and, more importantly, more about the hand and the power of Almighty God in your life and in those situations whenever you're in the valley. We as humans have an immense source of pride. I know, speaking of me personally, sometimes I won't reach out to ask for help, mainly because of the fact of I just don't want to seem like a failure. I don't want to fail. And that's my ultimate issue, is I have a fear of failure. Though I know and tell everybody that failure is what makes you human, and I understand that, but it's something that just as I started coming into adulthood, you know, I'm halfway through my 20s, and I still have to remember that failing is part of life. And I think that's something that we really have to start to remember as the body of Christ and as Christians, is that failure is how God takes our trial and turns it ultimately into a triumph. When we completely give our hearts and our minds and bodies over to Christ, He can do amazing things. A lot of times what I will see with younger Christians is not wanting to live for Christ because they fear losing friends and family, when God and when Jesus told the disciples, whenever, if you read the Gospels, He told them, take up your cross and follow Me. It means leave everything that you have behind and follow Me. He is our provider. He is our cupbearer. He is our God. He is our strength and our rock and our foundation. We need nothing else, and nothing else in this life matters except for Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Naturally, as Christians, we strive to have a relationship with God, and it's in that relationship that our strength is derived from. And it's that strength that gets us through this life and all of its pain and heartache and sorrow. Something else that we tend to have a fear of is time. Not necessarily time as it is, but more along the lines of God's timing. Because there might be certain things that we experience, and the timing, we want it, the answer right then and there, but God tells us that it's ultimately His timing that is perfect, and we want that control. And it's the fear of not having control that gives us anxiety and ultimately feeds into the fear. But if we would just give everything to God and just let things fall how they would, then we ultimately would be happier in our walk with God, because if you give Him everything, He will also give back everything that you need. Today, I want to encourage you and challenge you to not be afraid and to step out of that comfort zone that you have and that you're in. And when God calls you to do something new, I want you to ask Him for the strength and the wisdom to accomplish what he has called you to do. And I know that in the end, it will ultimately be so rewarding going and stepping out of that comfort zone and going through the trials, because you will reap the benefits of a life walking with God. Thank you so much for watching. God bless. I love you. And remember, you are beloved. This has been Beloved Sons Podcast in association with Beloved Sons Ministries. You can find Beloved Sons Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, right here on Anchor.fm, and Overcast. Please follow and share the gospel of Jesus Christ and let others know that they are beloved.